Wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Dynamic Fest.
Push him right to the edge.
We're on a mission from God.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Physically, it's not a very demanding job. The only thing that can get a bit trying up here during the winter is a tremendous sense of isolation.
Well, that just happens to be exactly what I'm looking for. I'm outlining a new writing project, and 5 months of peace is just what I want.
That's very good, Jack. Because for some people, solitude and isolation can of itself become a problem.
Not for me.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Hi, I'm Woodsy L. In order to try and stop pollution, we need more help. So,
help Woodsy spread the word.
Come on.
Never be a dirty bird. No matter where you go, you can let some people know to
give a hoot, don't pollute.
Before I turn you over to Bill, there's one other thing I think we should talk about. I don't want to sound melodramatic, but it's something that's been known to give a few people second thoughts about the job.
I'm intrigued.
I don't suppose they told you anything in Denver about the tragedy we had up here during the winter of 1970?
I don't believe they did.
What kind of music do you usually get?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
What is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
These layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah.
Man.
It's time, we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Let me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Out, come out, wherever you are.
Junior's great.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right.
It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. We're done with the 2 weeks of training, and I'm looking forward to hearing Sophia, Xavier, Chike, and Anastasia on our 91.5 FM airwaves, or the archives, seeing that they're going to be on in the later hours of our programming schedule as of necessity. We've almost got a packed schedule. But now with the training done, tonight I am inaugurating a new Tears of the Gods sub-series, diving deep into the music of the 1980s. Yes, we are following along the lines of my previous Sounds of the 70s Tears of the Gods sub-series, but with some unique angles. I've been thinking about a sub-series like this for a while, especially given savoir faire, and for years him coming in the 10 p.m. time slot after my show, and his, of course, Songs from the Squid Pod being a dedicated 1980s show with all sorts of cool music that savoir faire likes. So, I was stuck a bit on a name for this sub-series, and I decided now it's going to be something along the lines of, like, Totally Awesome 80s to the max, year by year. So, I am just going to have 10 episodes in this, and the angle on it is, each is going to have songs from albums released in just one particular year. And, well, we're going to start off tonight with 1980. And we've got four featured albums for you. Judas Priest's British Steel, Van Halen's Perfect, Women and Children First, Yes's Drama, and our ambiance, that's the music that I play during the breaks that I talk over. It's all going to be from Brian Eno and Harold Budd's perfect album, Ambient 2, The Plateau of Mirror, which is what we're listening to right now. This is the first track on that album called First Light. We began the show, with a clip from one of our two featured movies that were made in 1980 that we're going to be mixing in between the segues and over on top of some of the music. And that first one was from the Blues Brothers with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. And then also in the intro set, we had a clip from The Shining, from Stanley Kubrick's very scary 1980 horror film, which was based on Stephen King's 1977 book of the same name. And it starred Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall. But Jack Nicholson, definitely a very scary movie as we lead up to Halloween. So a little bit of a dark aspect in that otherwise a pretty rockin' 1980s show. Also in the intro set, we had a public service message from the 1980s. There, Woodsy the Owl, give a hoot, don't pollute. And then we started the music off with a short song from Yes's Drama album, White Car. And then Van Halen's The Cradle Will Rock. The next set, I've got a couple of dedications I'm going to make. First one is I'm going to be sending out some John and Yoko to Chuck and Diane. And also Rush's epic Natural Science from their Permanent Waves album is going out to Luke Palette. And then my favorite ever Devo song from is going to go out to my fellow Devo aficionado DJ Chris Major, host of Strike the Box on Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. And then we've got a Queen song that I'm going to be sending out to my mother from their 1980 album, The Game. And that's the album. It's got Another One Bites the Dust and Crazy Little Thing Called Love on it. But I'm not going to play them for you. You've heard them enough. We may play another Queen song in the second hour, depending upon time. But yes, we're going deep. But all that said, this is going to be a pretty high-energy, rockin' 1980 sound collage party for you. And we're going to start it off right now with a big hit from Judas Priest's British Steel album.
Cold. you can have it.
My predecessor in this job hired a man named Charles Grady as the winter caretaker. And he came up here with his wife, two little girls, I think about 8 and 10. And he had a good employment record, good references. And from what I've been told, I mean, he seemed like a completely normal individual. But at some point during the winter, he must have suffered some kind of a complete mental breakdown. He ran amok and, killed his family with an axe. Stacked them neatly in one of the rooms of the West Wing, and then he put both barrels of a shotgun in his mouth. Police thought that it was what the old-timers used to call cabin fever, a kind of claustrophobic reaction which can occur when people are shut in together over long periods of time. Killed his family with an axe, stacked them neatly in one of the rooms of the West Wing, and then he put both barrels of a shotgun in his mouth.
Don't come back until you've redeemed yourselves.
short-lived galaxy. Each microcosmic planet, a complete society. A simple kind mirror to reflect upon our own. All the busy little creatures chasing out their destinies, living in the pools, they soon forget about the sea.
Baby, I wouldn't leave you. It wasn't my fault. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust. It wasn't my fault. I swear to God.
Streets, the Both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us. You're not a movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. I can't do the talks like the talk on the TV. And I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, the bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place for us. You know the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just the Romeo, he sang the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade, he says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
When I hear that rock and roll, it gets down to my soul. When it's real, thank you.
My solos are my trademark.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. You're on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening I am presenting the inaugural episode in my new Tears of the Gods 1980s sub-series. Like totally awesome 80s. To the max, year by year. This is going to be a limited sub-series with just 10 episodes, each containing songs exclusively from albums released in a particular year for that episode. And this evening, we're starting things off with 1980. And we are going deep with four featured albums from 1984. 1980 for you. Judas Priest, British Steel, Van Halen's Women and Children First, Yes's Drama, and our ambiance from Brian Eno and Harold Budd's perfect album, Ambient 2, The Plateau of Mirror. And we are hearing the title track from that right now. We began the set with Judas Priest's big hit, Breaking the Law, and mixed in a little clip from the Blues Brothers movie, also released in 1980, and one of our two featured sources of audio clips from who knows where, the other being Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. And then we heard John Lennon and Yoko Ono, Give Me Something, from their Double Fantasy album, and that was going out to Chuck and Diane. And then another selection from Ambient 2, Steal Away. And I mixed an excerpt from The Shining, a 58-second excerpt, which I'll call Cabin Fever. And then it was Van Halen, a two-part song, really. Tora, Tora, and then Loss of Control. And we followed that with a song going out to WMFO exec board member Luke Palin, who also hosts a show here and who's been a guest DJ in the past, and we're looking to do that again this semester. That was Natural Science from Rush's Permanent Waves album of 1980. And Luke is also a very big Rush fan. And we got another longer Rush song from Permanent Waves coming up in the second hour of the program. And then, well, just a clip from John Belushi, It Wasn't My Fault, followed by my favorite Devo song, my Plastic Sushi Guilty Pleasures remix of Girl You Want from 1980's Freedom of Choice. And that was going out to my fellow Devo aficionado, DJ Chris Major, host of Strike the Box on Thursdays, noon to 2 p.m. And then Dire Straits' Romeo and Juliet. And we concluded with a song I said I was sending out to my mother, Queen's Rocket, Prime Jive, written and mostly sung by their drummer, Roger Taylor. He's got a little bit of a raspier voice there. And, you know, the human brain works in funny ways. And I had a brief thought that popped into my mind this week. Something that I wanted to tell my mother. And then I very quickly remembered that she was dead. She passed away 4 years ago, so I couldn't do that. And it just struck me at that brief moment and made me think about things. And then as I was previewing songs from my selected 1980 albums there, I was listening to that Queen song, and it was a real trigger later on with that line, "Oh mama, I ain't crazy." And, well, 5 days this week, I had fun running my normal running route up along the Mystic River Reservation, just a few minutes away from the Tufts campus here, right across. I run all along there, all along the river up to the Medford Boat Club, also the Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion, and that's right between the upper and the lower Mystic Lakes there. And what a wonderful place to take a break and see the American bald eagles that are there, and the hawks and the chipmunks, and really getting into nature with all of that. And I've been going at around 6 a.m., which is dark right now, and I've been bringing my flashlight, and then it's just spectacular to have the sun come up and watch the sunrise, or some part of it, the time before dawn, all along there. But this morning, because it was raining, that was going to be way too dangerous and not a pleasant experience. But it was 60 degrees, a nice warm rain. So I did that. It wasn't raining too much when I started. But, oh boy, around 8:30 it really did. And that was an incredible run in the warm rain. And that Rocket Prime Jive, as well as the rest of the music I was previewing, the sets that I had mixed, and that really had me going on overdrive. So, in the next set, we are going to be hearing former WMFO DJ and movie star Chase Carson from DJ Stan the Man, his favorite ever sound collage remix of mine, Van Halen's Everybody Wants Some, the Plastic Sushi Big Dark One remix, with Elizabeth Hicks in there. And we're also going to be hearing from Yes, their epic song Machine Messiah from their 1980 album Drama, and some Cars and another selection from Judas Priest's British Steel, and some more Blues Brothers and some more clips from The Shining. But first, I'm going to play you my favorite ever AC/DC song. And this is a deep cut on 1980's Back in Black, the only song we're going to be hearing from that perfect album this evening. But the thing about this song is I really love the guitar interplay between the brothers Young, between Malcolm Young and Angus. And on all of their recordings, really, Malcolm is on the left side of the stereo spectrum and Angus is on the right. But sometimes things get mixed up. And I think we've got so many crossovers here with WMFO, I think it's switched. But Angus is going to start off this song and Malcolm is going to be on the other side. And you know, a lot of bands with guitar players, for most of the song, they'll be basically just playing the same thing, doubling each other. But it's far more interesting if the guitar players play separate, yet kind of compatible, interlocking parts. The Rolling Stones do this a lot. In this case, that's what Malcolm and Angus are doing, and it's really effective, particularly that breakdown starting around 3 minutes 18 into it. So here, as we continue to explore our theme, like totally awesome 80s to the max, year by year with 1980, here is the Brothers Young, Shoot to Thrill. That's Angus. Now Malcolm's coming up. And that break, 3 minutes into it. This is rhythm guitar. Just like Eddie Van Halen with Everybody Wants Some. Best rhythm guitar players, the two of them.